Welcome to the 7th episode of the 3rd season of Charlie and Me. If you are not our friends and family, I have no clue why you're listening, but thank you. If you are our friends and family, we've got a fun one lined up. Haven't been on for about a month now, 3 weeks, and we're ready to update you, throw some fun heat, have some fun stuff coming your way, and on top of that, maybe, just maybe, talk a little sports as we get back into it here. So, all that being said, Charlie,
great.
What's new with you?
Great. Let me tell you, it's a pleasure to be with you again.
Thanks, man. It's good to see you.
What's new with me? I'm trying to remember. It's kind of bad. I'm trying to remember what A, we last recorded, and D, what have I done since then? I've golfed like a hell of a lot. That's like all I can do now. Or I can do, but all I choose to do is like wake up, go to work, eat, golf.
Yep, lots of golf.
I'm rocking a sick golf glove tan right now. My left hand is definitely a lot lighter than my right.
I have a sick watch tan because I don't wear a glove when I play golf.
Yeah. Besides golfing, I recently brought my bike. Got a bike in the Chicago, so we've been exploring the Park Ridge area on the bike. That's been fun. Kind of reminds you of like the time you're like, you know, 6 years old and you're like, can I go like 4 driveways down? Like, is that okay? Can I push it to 5 driveways? Like, pushing the boundaries of how far you can get.
It's funny. I don't, I remember I had a limit, but it was between like streets, so I can go from this street to the pot, like to the pie, and then back. Yeah. And that's as far as I was allowed to go.
I could go one house to the right because I was down at the street, and then I only go like five or six houses, and I liked that house. I think I picked that house because I had a really easy drive, and it turned around, and it's really flat and really wide.
Yeah.
I never had cars in it. Never had to worry about taking someone's car.
Nice.
But yeah, looking forward to going to the lake this weekend with the family. So I'm looking forward to that. Another car trip. So I'll start listening to the podcast again. But besides that, I mean, it's, you know, still quarantine, so not a lot. But the Rivers Casino has fully published their sports book. So something to look forward to.
Here comes the betting. So I saved some money during quarantine, and here it goes.
You mean about to double?
Yeah. No, a little opposite of Charlie here. I've been out and about, a little more active, still being responsible, still socially distancing, but going into the office.
Lucky son of a gun.
Enjoying sitting on a patio at lunch, all that kind of stuff. It's very refreshing to have a little bit of normalcy back, although I guess we're still in the middle of a pandemic, so be careful what you wish for.
It's the air quotes normal.
Yeah. Golfing, just living the dream. One thing I wanted to bring up. Go ahead.
I just say, you son of a gun, you learned how to golf this past week.
I did. I've been taking money from Charlie.
Really frustrating. It's been about like 6 years of me steadily taking money from Grant. Now he's like, oh, I learned how to play golf now. So
it's about time the annuity starts paying out. So I've paid in for all these years, and here comes the returns. But otherwise, nothing wild. But I got back into running, right? Pretty intense. Not really.
Just pretty intense.
Just
I learned. It's like saying I learned how to sweat again. It was intense.
Yeah, it feels good. Anyway, I've gone on a run at the same time every morning for the past like 2 weeks, basically. Every morning, as in Monday through Friday.
Oh, yeah, I work on weekends.
And every morning at the exact same time, at the exact same point of my run, because I usually do at least the same start. It's not always the same run because I deviate a little bit on the end, but it's usually the same start. I see the exact same guy. So I've made a new friend.
Just to CCU?
Yeah, we wave and say good morning.
Okay, I was gonna say, like, is there somewhat of an interaction?
And one time I saw him twice. One time I saw him twice, and he said, "Wow, you're flying." And so I was like, "Yeah, okay, okay, bud." Yeah.
How could that make you feel? Yeah,
dial it back a little bit. Oh, really good, really good. I felt great.
But you're downplaying it there.
Yeah, yeah. Like, yes, noticed me. And so then I see him. I only see him once, pretty much now. I think he started waking up earlier than me, because I see him earlier in the run, because on that section. But it's pretty cool. Made a friend. I haven't learned his name yet, but I think it's coming. I think at one of these times we're just gonna like, "Hi, I'm Grant," and then I'll be like, "Hi, I'm."
I was saying, what are you gonna bring us, like baked goods or something?
Right? Should I just bring him like some, bring some goo on my
muffins.
Run?
Bring some muffins.
Hey, I got a goo for you, buddy.
Have you ever had a goo while running?
Nope. Have you?
I've had one while running. I had one just like, because I wanted to see what it tasted like. Absolutely disgusting.
Oh, that's the kind of stuff that makes me want to puke. Like,
it's like the liquid calorie, like,
no
sugars. It's like,
like, just give me a beer. Give me a beer in the middle of the run. That sounds better. That's calories.
Dude, the Grammys Marathon, about like mile 22, there's guys handing out silver bullets.
Hell yeah. Fuck it. I mean, I would have taken a silver bullet at that point.
Oh god, no.
It's funny, okay.
That was right when it started really sucking.
Now you think about it. I finished my run, so I usually go for a run and leave about 5:50. I finished by 6:30. This morning I finished, and this is really bad. I haven't like drank all week. I'm having a beer right now, but you know, it's an occasion. I haven't drank, but it's 6:45 in the morning.
It's Wednesday.
Yeah. I haven't been drinking during the weeks. Like, during the week, I haven't been drinking.
No, you're just like, I haven't drank all week. Like, it's
I know.
Like, now it's Friday.
It feels like a lot longer, but... But anyway, 6:45 in the morning, you get done working out, you're wide awake. I just had a taste for a beer at 6:45 in the morning today. And I was like, that's probably not a... I just thought to myself, like, that's probably a really bad sign of something. 6:45 in the morning and I'm craving a Coors Light.
First off, I don't think I've ever craved a beer right after a run.
It's such a thirst-quenching thing.
I don't think I've ever craved a beer at 6:45 in the morning, let alone combine those two.
Well, we're not the same person.
I don't think beer is that, like, thirst-quenching.
I think it just quenches my thirst right away. I don't know why.
Huh. Interesting. I'd much rather have a water. So can you guys tell who the responsible one is? It's the two of us.
It's obviously me. No, it's just funny. And then I got a new Garmin watch and it came.
And so, yeah, you've been obsessed with telling me about all your heart rate.
And so it's been interesting. Heart rate, I've been obsessed with that because it's just I haven't had that before. So I haven't had that before, so it's kind of interesting, like...
I'll get a text every morning, like, dude, I'm at, like, 71 beats a minute right now. I'm like, cool.
Yeah, I don't know. But then...
But then,
I also wear it when I sleep.
That's actually... I was enjoying at those numbers.
So now I'm seeing, like, I get 8 hours of sleep on the weekends, but then...
Can't be bothered to get 8 hours during the week.
No, literally.
The same way.
During the week, it's like I get 5.5 to 6, and you're like, oh, damn.
Six, I'm like, yeah, I'm feeling good.
Yeah. Damn. But I don't wake up at all in the middle of the night. Wild.
No. No.
Just sleep right through. And then I compared it to the guy I work with, who has like one of those really he's got a really expensive bed that tracks like when he's sleeping and when he's not, and he has a phone app that goes to that. So we're going back and forth. He gets sleep scores 1 to 100. He consistently scores like a 30.
How does your bed tell if you're sleeping or laying there?
Yeah, dude, I don't know. It's insane.
Have you ever I've kind of wanted like put a camera like and then review it the next day to see what I do during my sleep. Because for some reason, I feel like I'm not
My watch tells me I don't move too much.
I feel like I'm a sighter. I try to find that cold set of pill like all the time.
I'm pretty sure I don't move very much.
I've always kind of wondered. Also, do you sleep talk at all?
No. I mean, you should know better than I would. You're the one that live with me.
Yeah, I don't wake up for anything.
I know. I don't think I do. I'm a pretty light sleeper. So I would imagine if I sleep talked, I would wake myself up.
Huh. I've always wondered.
Yeah, I don't know.
It'd be funny if you just start narrating novels in your sleep.
Yeah.
Or every night you just read the Constitution.
Yeah. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, ensure to ourselves and our prosperity.
You just wake up like, what? I love America. Yeah.
Just America. And then lay back down.
At the end, yeah, the last word is just America.
Yeah. I always feel like when I do the preamble, I need to say amen.
I was going to say the exact same thing.
But, all right, moving forward, on to our...
What are we moving forward to? The podium?
Podium now falls very well under talking about this states
United of the States union,
of the Union
of America.
So is the podium of states to visit? I'm using a pretty broad interpretation, as in I have visited before, but I still want to visit again. That kind of stuff.
Okay, I'll go same rules.
So I'll let you go first.
I have visited Massachusetts. Really want to go again to get more of the full experience. I feel like, you know, I was only there for a couple of days and I was kind of limited to what I could see. And yeah. Grant just spilled everywhere.
I took a sip and
Grant's drunk.
Yeah, I wish. Massachusetts is fun. I do love Boston. Boston's awesome. Yeah. Outside of Boston, I can't say I know a whole lot about Massachusetts.
I was supposed to go back in October, but, you know, COVID.
I'm going to go with my first one. I guess I'm... It sounds kind of classic, but...
You say Minnesota.
I went to San Francisco.
Oh, okay.
And I really want to go back to San Francisco, and I've also never been to L.A., so I'm just going to start out with the classic California.
That's a good pick.
I mean, it's the classic...
Do you want an iced coffee and, like, some avocado toast with that? But
I'm not a huge avocado toast, but iced coffee, I'll drink that all day.
I was just going for the basic things I could list off real quick.
Yeah.
No, that's a good pick. That's a good one. Mine is Arizona. I've only been there for a hot second, like less than an hour. I got out and touched the ground, though, so I'm counting it.
Okay.
But, yeah, I've always wanted to live in Arizona. So, yeah, I'd probably start by visiting, like really visiting for the first time.
Might be a good start. When I was in Sedona, cool place, would recommend. You'd also love it.
There's just a great mixture of things.
Yeah, but I feel like there's also some areas. There's also some areas you don't want to go.
Well, that's with like every state.
Yeah, but I mean,
there's some areas in California you don't want to go.
I don't know. Got Napa all the way to Tijuana. I'm cool with whatever.
The boonies in Central California. You really want to go there?
I know nothing about it.
A lot of cows, Grant. Number one cheese producer in the United States.
I knew that, and I'm a fan. I like cow farms. I like Wisconsin. Leads me to my next pick.
Go Wisconsin?
Yeah, fuck it. Wisconsin. I go to Wisconsin at least once a year, so it's one of the top ones to visit for me.
Fair enough. What do you do there? I mean, I know, but
what don't for the I listeners. Do? What don't?
I'm sorry, for the listener.
Yeah, yeah. What don't I do there, I think, is a better question. I'm going to visit for the 4th of July again for the 5th or 6th straight year. But I'd say it's usually just a mix of, you know, hanging out, having fun. I don't know.
Shooting fireworks out of your ass?
Shooting fire. I have done that. And then going on vacation. And then the best of all, going on vacation with my family in August in Wisconsin. Okay. So
there you go. My last one is going to be... this is going to be bad. I'm going to say Minnesota or Iowa. I'll let you have Iowa. I'll take Minnesota. Visit all the college kids.
Nice.
Yeah.
I actually wasn't going to pick Iowa last as a state to visit.
I feel like it's going, it's still too
close. Iowa's a great state to live. I don't know if it's like a state to visit.
It's the people there.
Yeah, I mean, for us to visit the people there, that's different. I guess I was going in a more broad sense. Because, like, going to Wisconsin Supper Club, to me, is, like, everyone should experience it at some point in their life just because it's a life-changing experience. I guess I'm going to throw out... I've never been there, but I kind of want to go. So, a state to visit, my last one, Maine.
Yep.
I want to go to Maine. Sure. It looks beautiful. Maybe go in, like, the fall when the colors are changing. Wine and dine myself.
Bring a camera.
all right. You got any honorable mentions?
Utah. I want to go to, like...
Good one.
Salt Lake City. I've been to Southern Utah.
Or Park City?
Salt Lake City. Or Park City, sure. Why not? Anything with city in it.
My uncle lives in Park City.
Nice. We'll go visit your uncle.
Yeah. Definitely... Wyoming. Montana. Just go to a cabin. Go to a cabin there, and
I do want to go to like the Yellowstone. So
yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Let's jump into our interview. We got a fun one lined up. Talk some sports. Talk some baseball, and have some fun. Now we welcome on a reoccurring guest, one of our favorite guests to have on when we talk about baseball, Doug Miller. Doug, thanks for coming back. We're glad we haven't scared you off yet.
Woo, yeah, woo,
yeah. Doug.
Something exciting in this quarantine.
Yes, well, we're always happy to have you, and big news has come as of recent, so we thought you were our best baseball correspondent to talk to you about all this.
I still think you need to get a better baseball correspondent, but...
That's no fun.
I can do what I can.
We might be able to get a better one, but I'm not sure we have one with as much experience as you. No,
that's what I meant by better, but either way.
you were boots on the ground for us for like a year, so, you know?
Yeah.
Tough to beat. Well, first of all, how are things? Pandemic's going wild. Instead of asking our listeners now our Charlie Me moments, what's your favorite you moment about quarantine?
What's my favorite? Ooh. I'm sorry, I missed you.
What's your favorite you moment about quarantine?
Good question, Grant.
Wow, my favorite me moment in quarantine.
Thanks for turning that to make it really fit. I like that.
I actually, so it's funny. It's funny how puzzles went like completely bought out, right?
Yep.
I've actually loved puzzles for a long time and own about 6 or 7 puzzles, jigsaw puzzles that I'm talking about. And yeah. I've done about 3. I think we did 3 over
20. Minor leagues.
A 1,000 each, so I don't know. I mean, I was hearing people saying how they couldn't buy any and they wanted to, and I'm like, well, I got a few.
Doug, we gotta get in a puzzle exchange program. I'll give you mine.
Alright.
And then you give me yours. I'll get your address after this.
My grandma used to give me puzzles for Christmas every Christmas.
So it's a great gift.
Yeah.
Every holiday, Christmas, usually there's a puzzle out in the family. We'll sit down and do it. Yeah. Myself, not to brag, I've done 5 puzzles this quarantine.
He's bragging.
Six, five or six.
He means to brag.
I lost count.
Yeah.
But no, I agree with you. Puzzles, I love puzzles.
Yeah.
I'm so happy to hear you say that.
It was just funny because I heard a bunch of people saying how they're all bought out everywhere. I'm like, oh, I haven't looked. I got plenty.
Doug's been stocking up for this pandemic forever.
Yeah, actually, I thought when you started going down that tangent, you were going to start talking about, you know, how you're ready to start selling them. And use this obviously beautiful medium to do some self-promotion. And
didn't think of that, but...
And really bump up your sales numbers there.
Yeah, you can catch him at DougMueller@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Sure.
His number is...
Password is... So send the email and check it yourself.
Yep. So as you've been in quarantine, you obviously work in a gym and the gym's mostly shut down. Did you have to like write people workouts to do at home? What was it like kind of, you know, working in gyms during a pandemic, I guess?
It's confusing. I work in two gyms. One is more like your basic gym. Well, it's an athletic club. It's got everything. Where I set personal training, call it Gen Pop, where it's general population. And stuff like that. One is basically just stopped. Like, I wasn't really doing too much for it. I had a client actually right as we were closing, I met with, and I gave him like, honestly, it's only like 2 or 3 weeks worth of stuff, workouts to do. I'm sure he just repeated them because he knew it was coming. He's like, hey, give me something to do at my, you know, at my home. And so I did. And so that was that. And that actually is open now. So I'm seeing patients, clients again for that, which is good. Good to be back. Then my other job is sports performance, which is where I'm working with athletes, mostly high school age. And that has been closed, still is closed, unfortunately. I've also not been doing anything, unfortunately. It's kind of a weird thing because we don't really have members for that. And people just kind of buy per session. So if they're not buying, like, if they're not coming, they're not, you know, it's confusing. I'm not really doing much. So unfortunately, the whole quarantine was very down for me. I was not busy at all as far as workouts and training and clients went. So I had a long break from that, which was good and bad.
Yeah.
Everyone's kind of figuring out there's positive and negatives to it. So, now we're trying to pick back up. It's kind of the goal.
So, follow-up question, kind of. Last time you were on, you gave us, like, breaking news that all we need to do is push and pull.
Yeah.
How is your pushing and pulling going?
I mean,
during quarantine, have you been keeping up yourself? I'm just checking up on you.
So, funny thing, when it first started, I was in the middle of training for a marathon. And when it very first started, I was week 10. And I was putting in a lot of miles, and I was like, all right, I'm taking some time off. And that time off turned into too much time off.
Yeah.
Classic.
I took about a good month of, like, literally not exercising, which was probably good for me. Well, I mean, probably a month was too much, but at least 2 or 3 weeks was good for me. And then about, I would say, a month ago, our gym in our apartment, like, we have a mini little gym with dumbbells up to 50 and a weight stack, like, cables and med balls and stuff open, which was really good. So my girlfriend Kylie and I have been working out down there. Actually, I've given her a lot of workouts down there, and she's been killing it. So we've been down there pushing and pulling, squatting. That's all you need to do.
I love that push and pull.
Yeah, I mean, that's really all your body knows to do. It's I don't know. It's if you want to be as simple as possible, every muscle either contracts or it doesn't. And that's essentially what pushing and pulling is.
One way to find out. Yeah.
I got one muscle on my body that only contracts, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Well, your brain.
That one too.
That's not a muscle, dude.
Sure. Sure. Well, I guess neither's
a lot of energy, though.
Neither's the muscle I'm thinking of, so never mind.
Maybe not for granted.
Did you say my brain doesn't need energy?
Well, maybe not as much as other people. You don't use it as much as what I was saying, but
it did take me a second to comprehend that, so that one stings.
I was like, one Mississippi, two Mississippi. Wait, you say my brain doesn't take energy?
So, did you ever bake bread?
I did not.
Did Kylie? Is your girlfriend?
No, we did not.
Wow, good for you guys.
Congratulations.
What quarantine fads did you go into?
Puzzles.
We have, yeah, puzzles over there. She's next to me, and well, kind of across the room.
She can join.
She can join if she wants. Is what? She's actually still working. It's like
7:15 Burn the midnight oil.
Yeah, she's still working over there in her home office.
She's making a different kind of bread.
Yeah, exactly. She's pulling it.
That's the one that grows on trees, though, so it's okay.
The question was, did we do anything? Not really that I can think of. She said drinking. That's why I brought
drinking.
It started in like March, mid-March. And I want to say like the first 2 or 3 weeks, like we drank way too much. It was like, we got nothing going on. Like, what else are we going to do? Which most people would be like, so then why would you drink? There's nothing going on. But for us, it was like, all right, let's have some fun. Let's drink. So,
same.
Yeah, I did a lot of that.
Guilty.
And then, and then compound that with the lack of exercising for that early time period was, it was a fun couple weeks.
Yeah.
This is what college was like for people.
I think I sent that in the group chat. I said, wow, this feels like college. I would do minimal work. I would maybe exercise, go for a run, and drink. It's
beautiful.
But
was it a bad time?
But obviously things were open and we have good times in college.
Yeah.
One team wasn't, so.
Yeah, any growing, like any sick facial hair or anything like that?
No.
Give yourself a haircut?
I've always.
That's true. That's my quarantine fact for you.
Not giving myself, but I've always had someone I know give me a haircut. It was obviously my dad growing up. You know, all the way through high school, and then Matt Stern and I would give each other haircuts in college, and now Kylie does it. So
nice.
Would you ever like
for haircuts?
Would you ever like quote unquote accidentally mess up with Stern?
No. Well, his hair is tough to mess up because it's curly, so you can't really tell when one piece of hair is longer than the other.
That's true. It's a ball anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. College Casey used to cut my hair, and so I always have to deal with him as if he messes up super bad, especially on purpose, and I get to cut his hair however I want.
Ooh.
And he loved his hair.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was incentive for him to do his best.
He had the lettuce, you know, you can't not
love. He had a mane.
Yeah.
he cut that the day before a test in physics. And so we showed up for the test, and the professor just didn't know who he was. Straight up was like, are you in my class?
That sounds about right.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
There were some, I've seen so many, you know, facial hair stuff and long hair, and that was thinking like a month ago how weird it was when things were actually still legit closed.
Yeah. Man, it feels like we have so much freedom now that you think about it. It's like, well, it's still like not that
half open. Or, like, you know, it's like, wow.
Freedom!
Nice again.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll be back.
Should we get a little bit to actual baseball talk with our baseball insider?
Yes.
Whatever you want to talk about.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how happy are you right now for baseball?
I was thinking about this on my drive home from work today because I knew we were doing this. I switch back and forth between optimist and pessimist about sports like every day.
Yeah.
I listen to a lot of sports talk. I listen to Golic and Wingo in the morning and then Pete's Guy at night. So I get a good amount of it. And I'm really excited they got a deal done and that there's plans for a season. But man, I don't know if with everything that's going on, if they're going to pull it off. Like, honestly, like, over the weekend, the facilities had to be closed because of so many positive tests.
Right.
Because they're, starting to test finally, or everyone, I don't know. It's just, it seems sometimes like, are they even going to get this? I know they got the deal on, but are they even going to be able to play because of this virus?
Right.
So,
it's actually funny. I was
thinking, I'm happy it's got done, but I'm also hesitant that it'll even happen.
It's funny because I was thinking the exact same thing as today. The PGA Tour has people starting to test positive, right? So we're looking at 60 full games.
And it had, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it had five
Brooks Koepka's out because his caddy's positive. So he's negative, but his caddy's positive. A couple other players are positive. So as that all happens, how are we going to be able to navigate a 60-game season with 32 teams? And travel, right?
It's not like the NBA where they're all in one spot.
Right.
You know?
Right. My next question was literally going to follow up with, do you think they'll be able to get through a 60-game season? And I think it'll be called after. I kind of want to start betting on the line, like, how many games will they actually get in before they have to call the season?
That's actually where my head was at. Like, I was like, I think they'll be able to start, but honestly, once all this travel happens and they can't, like, hold everyone in, you know, locked down.
Right.
For so long that people are just going to, and they're testing every week, I would assume.
I'd imagine you have to test before every game.
Yeah, well, I don't know about every game. I think that'd be too expensive.
Or every series, I guess.
Yeah, that could be true. And one of your bullpen guys gets it and passes along to four of their bullpen pitchers. Like, all of a sudden, you're down four pitchers, like, you know.
You're going back to the 1910s when every starter throws a complete game no matter what.
Right, and are they going to expand the rosters so that, like, they have other guys, minor leaguers, prepared on deck?
The other players could be in a different city, and all of a sudden they got to fly them in, and then it's, you know, there's another, that person's got to, you know, come from somewhere, which could be, you know.
And if they're going from, like, Florida to New York, New York has a mandatory 14-day quarantine, so would they even be able to play?
So, bottom line is, I'm very happy that there's plans, and that I think we're going to get, someone said we're going to get the schedule out this weekend, which would be cool. I'm looking forward to seeing what this looks like this, you know, the 60 games, and apparently, like, the NL Central is only going to play the NL Central and the AL Central.
Yeah.
The West is only going to play the West, and so that would be cool. Like, I'm actually curious to see how that goes, and I'm super excited that it's a possibility, but I'm also very hesitant that they'll get through it. Like, there's a lot of logistics. And actually, you brought up golf. I think golf's a great example. Like, they got it going, and now that they're going, they're seeing it. You know, the trend right now is they had zero at the first tournament. They have one at the second. Now they have five at the third.
Like, yeah.
Not a good trend.
I had no idea, and I'm super sad about that.
Yeah, and they did so well. Like, the first one, they talked about how, you know, everyone's good, and they haven't had any positives, and then, boom, you get it on the second one.
Mm-hmm. And then, but you never know. I mean, that's the other thing. Like I said, I go back from pessimist to optimist, because also in a week, it could be, like, better. And
boom, we have a cure.
Yeah. Well, not like that. All of a sudden, you know, every player could have reported, and we could have had, like, very little tests turn positive, and everything's working well, and so you never know. Could be fine, but as it sits right now, I'm hesitant.
So, yeah. You know. Fortunately, I'm kind of on the same page. I think it's going to be lucky if we get out of spring training. I think spring training will be okay, because you're going to be, each year's going to be in their spot, and then you're going to get out of it, and I think once that happens, it's going to spiral quick.
Yeah, I agree. Once the travel happens, because I think then people have more freedom to do stuff outside of just, like, the facility in their home. And
I thought they're going to do the seasons in their spring training spots, but
I don't think so.
I looked up today. You're right. They're doing the Central and the Central and the West and the West.
That would be. But, I wish they could. You know, I wish for just this season, when this was all happening and before, like, the whole agreement was, which the agreement was, like, a terrible process.
But yeah, we don't talk about that.
I was like, why don't they just play the whole 2020 season in the spring training facility? Like, you're not going to have it anyway. Like, just play them in the spring training facilities. I mean, I don't know if you've been to Arizona, Phoenix, or Florida, but
they had beautiful spots already.
Yeah, I was in Phoenix. Great facilities, great field.
Here's one thing I will say about that is, then you have those guys playing outside in 100 degree weather.
Yeah.
So you got to play your baseball games at 7 a.m. and hope that they're done by 9, because otherwise you're going to, you know, kill every single player that plays.
That's a good point.
That is true.
That's a good point.
That is true. That is a downside. But
because none of those facilities are covered.
No. Yeah, I've been to every facility in Phoenix. They're awesome. But
they're great. And I love, yeah, like down there in Mesa too, it's really cool.
It would cut down on so much that, you know, obviously travel, but it would cut down on so much contact that other, you know, that the other plant, that the plant they're doing is going to happen. So, but anyway, yeah, I'm curious to see how it all goes, and hopefully everyone, I think if everyone gets to spring training and they get spring training off and running,
we'll at least get like three or 4 weeks.
We'll get a good amount of baseball because they'll be fine through spring training. They'll go off to their first games, and but we'll see when we get through, I don't know, so 60-game season. By the time we get to game 20 or 30, I think we'll have an idea of, you know, where it's going.
Yeah, I have one more question before we get to the game section, which also is going to involve baseball. But how would this season affect a contract for a baseball player? So say, like, does this count as a season played?
That's very true. I think, so what I've been told, or what I've been listening to, is I think they do their contracts for, like, what do they call it? Games played, but there's a technical term that I can't think of off the top of my head, but they do it by games. So, like,
yeah,
play 60 games, that counts. So I think they're just going to treat every game as a game. They're not going to say, like, oh, you put a full season. I mean,
yeah, it's like prorated. Is that the word you're like, trying to think of?
Maybe it is prorated. I don't know.
Well, that's because, like, you think of, like, I remember when Chris Bryant was still on his rookie contract. In order to keep him on his rookie contract for an extra year, they had to hold him in the minors for, like, 20 games.
8 days.
Yeah, whatever it was. Yeah. And he was livid about it, but they did it, and, you know, he's still with the Cubs.
Because they wanted to hold another year, have him under another year of contract.
Exactly. So you imagine how that kind of situation would play out when you have a 60-game shortened season. And if you hit 60 games, right?
That rule's only 8 games, though, 8 days, so it's not, I don't think that'll really come into play, that specific one, but yeah.
But I see the thought process is still, like, you know, how many games count to a whole season?
It's probably just going to be an all, just percentage base.
Yeah, I mean, it just messes up a lot of, you know, like, a lot of financials are...
And then on top of that, if you're a general manager, like a business manager for a team, that kind of sucks because, well, first of all, it sucks in the first place. You can't put fans in the stadium.
Yeah, they're gonna.
But imagine the guys that are putting fans in the stadium. It's not, you know, the same guys you want to keep paying, so you want to keep them on your roster. So you want to push their contract out if you can. But yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. I didn't really think of that. What I was more thinking about, I would actually heard an argument today after they announced that, you know, that they're gonna, you know, have a plan, is they're gonna keep the trade deadline, you know, in the same spot, which is interesting. It's actually right in the middle of the season now. And someone was saying, like, there's gonna be absolutely no action because one, everyone's gonna technically be in it still, you know, because the playoffs are so big.
Everyone's got a chance.
And since the owners are losing so much money because no fans are there, they're gonna have no money to spend.
Yeah.
So, like, it's gonna be the most boring trade deadline ever because nothing's gonna happen. Which is also gonna spill into next free agency. So next offseason, there's gonna be very little big signing. Like, every player is gonna, you know, hold out for as much money as they can, and they're not gonna get nearly as much as they want. GMs don't have as much money to use, and so it's going to be.
Well, I mean, how many
rough couple of years for free agents?
How many record-breaking deals were set last November?
But Garrett Cole making couple hundred million,
right? Like, there was. I mean, last November you had so many huge deals pushed through. You got to imagine that. I mean, I'd imagine. I don't know if this is true or not, but you'd imagine that. Athlete salaries probably follow the market a little bit too. As the market continues to go down, they don't get paid as much.
Yeah, especially in a non-capped system.
Yeah.
Like baseball.
Right. Well, the game I lined up here, off the whim, it's called Baseball Bets, BB for short. So, I'm going to name some bets here, and I want you guys to help me set the line, and then we place our bets.
Okay.
All right. So we'll start with the easiest one Well, this probably isn't the easiest one I think about it. But what do we think the number of games played will be? If we, you think
I don't know how they're gonna space games and days, but I'll give you 3 weeks.
I was gonna say 15.
15 games.
Tipping, like 2 weeks is like a tipping point.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But yeah, I just don't know how many like games. But it's gonna be like the same kind of thing where you play like
days.
You play 6 out of 7 days.
Right.
I don't know. That's why I'm doing more of a week frame.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'd go like 3 weeks. It'd be an over under.
Well, 15 games is about that then. Yeah.
It's probably gonna be similar, yeah.
All right, 15 games. You want the over or the under?
I take under.
Charlie's under.
The only reason I'm gonna say over is because I don't know, it's a tough one. See, that's a good spot.
I know, you put it in a good spot.
I'm gonna be opposite Charlie and say over.
Oh.
I'm gonna be really optimistic and I'm tipping you over because I want all 60 games. I honestly thought you'd say closer to like 25. I would have said closer to like 25 games.
For the line?
Yeah. But that's because I'm being more optimistic about this than I probably should be. I'm gonna be let down.
And no, that's fine. Like I said, some days I'm like super optimistic. Like, yeah, we're gonna have, you know, everything back to normal. And then like, you read the headlines or you get, you know, I listen to my sports talk and you're like, yeah, this happened. And you're like, oh boy.
Yeah, oh boy. All right,
next one I have is number of trades made as a whole.
Oh.
What, there's 32 teams?
Here's the problem with this is there's so many like minor league and minor trades that we never hear about.
It's like one player for cash options.
It's true. We'll give a rough, this will be a rough number. We're not actually gambling on these ones, but we have one at the end that we will.
I have no idea what's normal. Like, what's a normal season have?
I have no idea. I think it's way higher.
20.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to say 20.
Great minds think alike.
20. We'll put it at 20.
I'm going to say over.
Yeah.
Oh, so there's way more trades we don't hear about.
I think we'll just all take the over on that one. That probably makes sense. It's whatever. All right. If we play 15 games, what do you think the best record would be?
50?
No, if we play 15 games, since that's what you guys expect the game, it'll go.
13-2.
13-2?
Someone always starts off hot.
No, I'm not going to say that high just because I think, I hate to say the word rust. Rust and like injury, like, I don't know, people haven't been actually.
I think if a team has a great format or pitching rotation, the first 2 weeks, you're gonna mow down.
Yeah, I'll say 11-4. I'll go one less than you. Is that what you said, right?
I went 13-2.
Okay, 2 less than you.
Yeah.
I like 11-4. I'm gonna second that. And then
I'm gonna remember that one.
All right.
True story though. Brewers still hold the American League. They were in the American League at one point.
Yeah. They were the Atlanta Brewers, weren't they?
What?
Weren't they in Atlanta before that?
Well, no.
They had the Milwaukee Braves. Backwards, sorry.
But in 1987, they started the season 13-0. Still a record.
13-0?
Yeah.
Did they win the World Series that year?
They actually followed that up in May. So, like, a month later, they followed that up with a 12-game losing streak. So,
Law of averages.
I know a lot about this team. They actually finished that year. They're not finished. They were at the All-Star break under 500.
If I'm being honest, it sounds like the Cubs throughout my childhood.
They're streaky.
Yeah.
Streaky.
All right, two more questions. Next one is, if we go through a 15-game season, do they still name an MVP?
No.
All right.
What about if they go through 60?
If they go through 60, they name an MVP.
Yeah, they would, just because it's, you know, they're going to want to publicize, you know, it's publicity.
Be in the news, yeah.
Yeah,
so imagine being that one guy.
Not that it means anything.
Yeah, imagine being the one guy. I won in 2020. I got the 60 games MVP.
Same with any records that would be broken.
I was hot.
Yeah, what if a guy bats 400?
Yeah, everyone's been saying that. It's not going to mean anything. I mean, it's someone's hit 400 over 60 game span probably like once or twice the last 10 years. I don't know off the top of my head, but I'm sure it's happened.
It would be so cool though if it does happen, just so we can actually talk about this for a long time.
Oh yeah,
because it's like Tony Gwynn, he was batting at like 401 or like 398 or whatever in the 1994 season.
Yeah, he was. They said he was gonna do it, and then they cut it short.
All right, last question. Oh, unless you have one, Charlie?
No, go ahead.
Last thing we got for you. I'm going to give you, since we know how this is probably going to go, we'll go first, but then I'll explain. Cubs, Brewers, who's going to have the best record, regardless of how long a season goes?
Yeah, I knew that was going to happen with the last one.
Also,
we got a lot of new faces.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily a bad thing for them. I think the year that I worked from 2018, we had a lot of new faces, including two of our
players.
That year, which helped, but I don't know. It's tough. I think if it was a full season, the Cubs would probably be better. The short season is interesting. So I'm going to say the Brewers. I mean, I have to because I like them and you guys like the Cubs. So.
Yep.
I'll take the Cubs.
All right. So, I'm going to...
I just drew it out for dramatic.
I am nervous, though, because I feel like the Cubs, it's polar. I feel like they get off to a really great start or really bad starts. So there's not much of a, okay, we're out of the blocks type thing. No, it's...
And the worst thing about it is...
So I'm really nervous to see how that...
This was supposed to be a... kind of a last year of a lot of people on the roster for the Cubs too, so another reason I asked the question earlier. But moving on, I picked the Cubs, and well, I'm gonna throw this out there, and I'm betting a little bit with Charlie's money here, but I think he'll accept. We'll give you basically a 2-1. Five bucks bet. So Charlie and I, you'd win 10, five off both of us, and you would pay us $250 each. Cubs Brewers. What do you think?
Yeah, I totally in for that. It's sounds like a steal for me.
See, if that's too much money, we can always change it to just like the next time we see a copy of beer.
Yeah,
that works too.
Yeah, or you get two beers, and then you just have to buy us one. We just put a straw in it.
Either way.
Whoa, come on, man! Coronavirus.
I mean, that's the bet, right? We're trying to give him odds here. Give him a little 2-1.
It's a big straw.
Big straw. All right.
Big beer too.
We'll write you down for that bet. I'll put you in my notes. I never forget about my bets. I always pay my debts.
Sometimes it's a year late, but...
Hey, you pay him when you pay him.
Sometimes you need to get a tattoo instead.
Exactly.
Insurance is expensive.
Well done.
Interest is expensive.
Yeah, insurance is too sometimes. watch out for needles. Anyway. Doug, thanks for coming back on. We'll definitely stay in touch, but appreciate you talking baseball.
Always.
See you, Doug.
See you.
All right. Fun setup with Doug. Always fun to have him on, especially... With current events as they are, always fun to talk a little baseball. Hopefully, we get more than 15 games.
My fingers are crossed. But my fingers are crossed.
We set the line. Who knows if Vegas will follow?
Vegas, we're the new Vegas, Grant. We're the new Vegas.
100%. I'll agree.
I'll take that money.
I'll agree.
All right, G, hit us with your quote.
Let's wrap her up here. All right, my quote from the Warren Buffett. Basically, when you get to my age, you really measure your success in life by how many of the people you want to have love you actually do love you. That's the ultimate test of how you have lived your life. The more you give love away, the more you get. Warm up.
I think that's the longest quote we've ever had on this show.
I almost stumbled a couple times, so...
No, you just sound like you got really deliberate with it. You put the dramatic pause.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's going to be the exact opposite. It might be the shortest quote we've ever had. In the hope and spirit of baseball, play ball. Deuces.